From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We begin this hour with a hard-earned lesson from the war in Afghanistan. Pakistan matters. Militants battle U.S. troops in Afghanistan, then retreat, rest, and regroup in safe havens across the border. But addressing the Pakistan problem has not been easy. Its government has proven unwilling or unable to crack down on these safe havens. That was the message last week in a White House assessment sent to congressional leaders.
In a moment, we'll hear more about that assessment, as well as reports that Afghanistan's government has begun preliminary peace talks with the Taliban. First, though, with Pakistan government slow to challenge the Taliban and al-Qaeda, the U.S. military has tried to take the fight across the border. In response, the Pakistani government closed one of two key crossings into Afghanistan. That has left hundreds of NATO trucks sitting idle on the Pakistani side of the border, unable to resupply troops in Afghanistan. It's also made those trucks an easy target, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
For the sixth time in the past week, unidentified assailants have attacked NATO supply convoys passing through Pakistan to Afghanistan. Attackers shot and killed one driver this morning before torching two dozen fuel tankers. The trucks were parked just outside the southwestern city of Quetta, capital of Balochistan province. Akbar Durrani is Balochistan's home minister. He says local authorities could protect NATO's convoys, but NATO instead contracts the job out to private firms whose guards are often not even armed.
Time and again we have been asking to these contractors that if you cannot handle such situation, please get aside and let the provincial government to handle this situation.
The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks. The militants say they'll keep on attacking until the convoys stop moving through Pakistan. But some analysts doubt the Taliban are capable of such operations. Security analyst Hamid Mir says the attacks are mostly the work of criminal gangs.
They are only attacking NATO vehicles just for their business. This has become a business in Pakistan. And Tehreek-e-Taliban is only making claims just to establish that they are becoming very powerful in Pakistan.
He says the loot from the NATO convoys is openly sold in markets in several cities. Whoever's behind the attacks, they remind NATO that its supply routes are vulnerable and that Pakistanis are furious about NATO's recent cross-border incursions. U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan Ann Patterson today apologized for one recent NATO helicopter raid that killed two Pakistani soldiers in what she called a terrible accident. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.